This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Dun, 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 don't dun. Say the name of the show.
Learning University.
It's the Maria. Nina,
the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman, and joining me today, Ed Vitagliano is not here. So Walker Wildman's filling in for him. How you doing, Walker?
Doing well. Good to be here. Shout out to Mobile, Alabama fans, Mobile, Alabama AFR listeners. I was in Mobile last night at the AFA Foundation Town Hall event. Had a lot of...
With Dan Celia?
That's right. With a lot of excited supporters there, and got to talk to some of them. So it was a good time.
Great listeners.
Boy, I dropped the ball. Our daughter, Lauren, we just moved her to Mobile.
Is that right?
She could have come over there and helped pass something out.
Yeah.
Or greeted people at the door. She would have loved to help.
Uh-huh. That's the voice of J.J. Jasper. How you doing, J.J.?
I'm doing well. Great to be here.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Trivia Friday, and we call this
Learning University.
Good job, Walker. First time, boom, you hit it. You're learning.
I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to play trivia here. We're going to ask three questions each, and then you can call in and answer one of the trivia questions and ask us a trivia question. A couple of ground rules. One is don't call if you called in and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. Give other people an opportunity to be on the air with us. Here's the phone number to call and be on the radio with your trivia question or your answer to a trivia question, or as I say, both.
We've got another ground rule.
We do?
Don't join a caravan going to another country and say, we're coming to your country and there's nothing you can do to stop us.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay, that's a no-no.
Right, okay. Right.
That's important.
Yeah, I was watching that on TV.
Because if you do that, it borders more on invasion than immigration caravan. If you say we're coming and there's nothing you can do to stop us, we're not going to politely knock on the door.
Yeah, that's not a caravan, really. That's a
invasion.
Yeah. Here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840. It's a toll-free phone number. Here it is again, 888-589-8840. Also, we have a mystery question, and if answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring, and the world will know then that you've won a free T-shirt. You've won a T-shirt. Compliments of us here on today's issues. It's a Learning University Trivia Friday T-shirt, which we are now holding up on our Facebook and YouTube because we're live streaming. Facebook and YouTube, today's issues, we're live video streaming the show, and Walker and I are holding up the T-shirts, which you can purchase, right?
That's
Walker?
Right. You can purchase. Talked to Kevin last night in Mobile, and he said, you know, I always dreamed about meeting your dad, meeting J.J., Ed, and the others.
Yeah.
And he said, and I always wanted a Trivia Friday T-shirt, but I was just too afraid to call in. So, anyways, his daughter for his birthday went on AFAstore.net.
Got him one.
Got him a Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Nice.
Well, praise the Lord.
So,
what a blessing.
Yeah.
That was.
We are a blessing.
To do that. So, $15. I mean, you can't beat that. Huh?
That's right.
I mean, even if you picked one up at a garage sale, it's going to be $9, probably.
So nice little stocking
stuffer.
And that'd
be used. So,
and they hold their value.
Yeah, they're $15, sure. A Learning University Trivia Friday T-shirt. Let's see, but there was one other thing. What were we going to say? Was that it, or was there one other... Was there anything else to say?
We got the cowbell. We have the what you win.
Don't call in if you've gotten on the air in the last 4 weeks.
That's right.
I think we're good to go.
All right. And you can watch on Facebook or YouTube.
That's right. Today's issues on Facebook or YouTube.
All right, Walker. Fire away.
All right. Here we go. Who is the only basketball player to score 100 points in a single NBA game? Second question.
I know the answer to that.
This one, I didn't know the answer to. This might be an easy one for you history Folks, who was the captain of the Mayflower when it took the Pilgrims to New England in 1620? Who was the captain of the Mayflower in the year 1620? Third question.
Did they only have one? They only had one captain?
Of the Mayflower.
Okay.
The third question, this also might be an easy one, especially for you animal lovers. What is the only mammal born with horns? The only mammal born with horns.
Here's my three. The didgeridoo is a musical instrument typically found in which country? The didgeridoo is a musical...
The what?
The didgeridoo.
Say that three times fast.
The didgeridoo is a musical instrument typically found in which country? Second question from the Old Testament. Whose wife was turned into a pillar of salt? Whose wife was turned into a pillar of salt?
But there was a bad day, you know?
That was a bad day.
When you lay your head down at night and you look over and your wife isn't there and you just remember back.
And you're given, you go over the rules, don't look back. And then all of a sudden you say you had one job and you turned around and looked back.
Well, you don't get to talk to them, though.
Well, that's true.
On the upside, you won't run out of salt for the rest of your life.
So, whose wife was turned into a pillar of salt from the Old Testament? Third question, true or false? Ostriches bury their heads in the sand. Is that true or false?
We've always heard that, right?
That's right. But we've also always heard about the Bible verse, God helps those who help themselves. Which is not a Bible verse, so you never know. Here's the question. Ostriches bury their heads in the sand. Is that true or false?
Okay, by the way, I'm reading my questions. I think I have them, but so I have to hold the paper up to my... I got one of these deals. I don't know why I'm telling everybody this. I just got one eye, got a cataract now, and one eye's normal. So you ever had that happen to you, JJ?
I have not.
You got glasses on.
I hear it. It happens to older people.
Yeah, so neither... The eyes don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? They're just...
Right.
So I'm having...
Need a longer arm.
I pull up the paper to my face to look closer, and yet one eye says, I don't like this. And it messes with me.
What if you just close the bad eye?
I'm thinking going cockeyed or going like a pirate. That's what I'm considering.
Arg.
I'm considering a patch and just go with one of the eyes instead of having to switch between the two. All right. Here are my questions. On average, how many peas are there in a pod? So it's an average. How many peas are there in a pod? That's just not a nursery rhyme. That's a real deal.
There are at least two because our grandparents said for many, many years, you are two peas in a pod.
Duly noted, JJ. Duly noted.
Well, let that be a hint.
Okay. What animal is the source of the luxuriously soft wool known as cashmere? We've all heard of and most of us have seen cashmere products, right? It comes from an animal. Which animal is the source of the luxuriously soft wool known as cashmere?
Good question.
Okay, and here's a general question which I will take an answer within 10 percentage points of the correct answer. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? The question is, what percentage of the world's food crops are pollinated by insects? So if you guess and get within 10 percentage points of the correct answer, I'll consider that a correct answer. Is the question understandable?
Yep.
Yes.
What percentage of the world's food crops are pollinated by insects? All right. I'm ready to get started. How about you, JJ?
I'm ready.
Walker?
All right. Let's get started. Let's go up to the Tar Heel State. We'll talk to Joe in North Carolina. Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey.
Joe.
Yes.
How are you, brother?
Hey, I'm hanging in there, brother. How are you all doing?
Doing well.
Pretty good.
All righty.
Ask, answer, or do both, Joe?
I'll do both.
All right. Question would you like to try to answer?
Okay. Do you have a mystery question this week?
Yes, we do.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna answer the 100-point game because I got a little additional scoop to follow up on that.
All right, Joe, here's the question. Who is the only basketball player to score 100 points in a single NBA game?
Will Chamberlain did it in 1962 on the neutral court up in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Wow, wow. That's great. That's extra points right there.
Yeah, that's right. That was the did he play for the 76ers?
No, it was the Philadelphia Warriors. And the Warriors, I think in the mid-60s, moved out to San Francisco. They became the San Francisco Warriors. And then, let's see, Philadelphia, the 76ers, came into being, I think it was 1964-65 time frame. And by then, Chamberlain was traded to the Lakers after the 66 season.
And they were then the Los Angeles Lakers, or were they still the Minneapolis Lakers?
No, they were the Los Angeles Lakers by then, yeah.
Okay.
But
wow.
It was with the Philadelphia Warriors when he scored the 100 points.
Joe, you know so much about basketball. I was thinking it was going to be Wilt or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. What was his name before Kareem? I was sitting here trying
Lou Alcindor.
Lou Alcindor. I was wondering if it was Lou Alcindor or Wilt. So, way to go.
All right, Joe. What's
way to start us out.
Yeah, good job. What's your question for us?
Okay. Question for you guys. It's the National Football League. Okay. Prior to 1967, for decades, the NFL was divided into two conferences, Eastern and Western. And then in 1967, while they remained Eastern and Western, each conference was split into two divisions each. So that'd be a total of four divisions. Can you name the four divisions? And this existed from 1967 through the 1969 season. And I have a clue if you don't know.
Give us a clue.
Okay. It was known as the four C's, as in C as in Charlie. So in other words, each of these divisions started with the letter C.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at sports trivia. That's digging deep right there. Yeah.
Well, and you only have a 2-year window there.
Right.
And
I have no idea.
It probably would have stayed that way, but remember in 1970 the NFL merged with the AFL, and so that really threw things up as far as setting up conferences.
So you got they're all named C. Is that what you said?
Yeah, they all start with C. And I'll give you one more clue. One of the divisions had Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota. See if you can name at least that one.
Yeah, that was the carefree division. I think they were just they didn't a lot of love there. They didn't really
carefree division. And you had the caravan
division.
It was the original caravan.
Yes.
In the Caribbean.
Don't go there. Don't go
Caribbean
there.
Or Caribbean. That always gets a little
the
confusing.
The Choctaw division.
Hey,
that's it right there.
We don't know, Joe, but this is going to be some good trivia. This is why we have this show, to learn things like this.
Okay, here we go. Okay, in the Western Conference, you have the Central Division. That's why I gave that one, Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So it's geographically based. And then you had, in the Western, you had the Coastal Division. Mm-hmm. And then over in the Eastern Division, you had the Capital and then the Century. So it's the Capital, Century, Central, and Coastal.
Gotcha. There you go.
Good.
There's your NFL trivia.
That's the learning that we promise right here on Learning University. Joe, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Walker and JJ. Professor Ed is absentee today. We don't know where he is. So
MIA.
I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong. I'm just saying he's not here today with us. And I wouldn't suggest that he was doing anything he shouldn't be doing. I'm just saying he isn't here with us. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll go to Grant in Illinois. Grant, welcome to the show.
Hi, professor.
Hey, how you doing, Grant? Where do you live?
Pretty good.
Where do you live, brother?
Illinois, Carbondale.
Carbondale, okay.
The southern tip. Yeah, imagine Chicago and then the other end of Illinois.
I know where you are. I've been there. Southern Illinois University.
Metropolis, right close to Paducah, Kentucky, right in there.
Not too far from JJ's.
Yep.
About an hour and a half from you.
Grant, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'll do the one about the didgeridoo.
Here's the question. The didgeridoo.
I just like hearing you say that. The didgeridoo, the didgeridoo.
The didgeridoo is a musical instrument typically found in which country, Grant?
That would be Australia.
That's right, mate.
Oh, wow. Man.
So the didgeridoo, now you've been to Australia.
I've been to Australia, and I've seen the Aborigines play this. This is the big, long wooden tube thing.
Yeah.
And what it went back to, the Aborigines made these from termite-hollowed eucalyptus trees. But researchers suggest it's among the world's oldest instrument. And you've heard these before if you've ever seen any kangaroo, Australia thing. You've heard the... That's yeah. kind of the sound that they.
You know, we introduced that into our high school band about 6 years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was a great part of the. It was a new.
Oh, you're
instrument.
Making this up. Oh, you had me going though. That
yeah.
was good.
Yeah, like father, like son, right? Okay.
You had me going. Had Grant, me going. How did you know that?
I've just heard it.
Yeah.
Places. Yeah.
You hear it a lot when you're in Australia. It's got a real unique sound for sure. Hey, what's your question for us?
All right. So my question is, the kids show VeggieTales is pretty popular nowadays, or used to be pretty popular. Nowadays it's not garbage. But the name in and of itself is fake news because only two vegetables are in the show at all, like ever. Name the two vegetables in VeggieTales.
Who are we talking to here?
This is Grant.
The two vegetables. The two,
Grant. Yeah, you got more than just two.
You know those aren't real, but, right?
But the stars are Bob and Larry. You got the tomato and the cucumber.
But what he's saying here, I think I'm onto
those
this. This is related to some of the questions we've had in the past.
Yes.
That is, the tomato is a
fruit.
Is a fruit. So right. What he's going to say is that
technically,
yeah, you got your. Your asparagus stick. What was his name?
Archibald.
No.
No. Which one was he?
I don't.
I get them. They all run together.
Anyway,
I can sing the songs for you if you need me to.
The pirates don't do anything. Did you say there's two real vegetables on there that, and the rest of them are fake?
There's four characters.
Yeah.
And two types of vegetables.
Two types of it. Well,
which two types of vegetables, Grant?
Fried and...
That would be asparagus and carrot. That would
right.
be junior asparagus and Archibald asparagus, and then Laura carrot and Scooter.
Although, if we're splitting hairs here, Grant, I was going to do a question about watermelons, and I wanted to be on the safe side and say, is watermelon a fruit or a vegetable? And it said, like the tomato... Now it's considered both. That a watermelon is both in the vegetable and fruit.
Yeah, that wasn't the way it
family.
Was in the world we grew up
so
in.
So it's
JJ.
Trans.
Either watermelon was either, you know, a fruit,
fruit
or, vegetable.
Or a vegetable.
You couldn't like trans be a. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but technically,
pick which one you are.
Technically,
that kind of thing.
Tomato is a fruit, but nobody puts it in fruit salad.
No.
So that's worth a lot, right?
Duly
there.
Noted.
When you're sitting around playing the.
Yeah.
Didgeridoo?
Yeah.
You're not
this is
thinking about
deep.
The tomato being
no,
a fruit.
Not at all.
I do. But
you do.
Am I
no.
the only one when I play the didgeridoo I think about?
Well, some people might.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Grant. Have a good weekend.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Brent, if you could find a little didgeridoo music.
Hey, I'm telling
we
you.
We might just
good luck spelling that one.
Let that go.
It's D-I-D.
Type it in. We're typing it in on
G-E-R-I-D-O-O. And then if that's a big hit, let's play some bagpipe music next week. Because
yes.
that's another unique
The didgeridoo,
instrument.
Is that like the harmonica of the Aborigine?
Maybe.
Huh?
Yeah, a little longer, a little harder to carry in your pocket. But
is that the thing that sort of vibrates?
Exactly. Yeah, it vibrates and it's got that
soulful. National Geographic. Channel.
There you go.
Seen a little of that action.
There you go.
There. Those people still don't not big on clothes over there, though. Have you noticed that? Huh? I don't know. It's kind of like one of these things. Have you not heard? You know.
Oh my goodness! You've watched too many Crocodile Dundee movies. But the guys, the Aborigines that I saw playing those didgeridoos on the street, no, they
drove
they
home.
They didn't have many clothes on. Had a lot of war paint and or whatever it's called.
They went behind the building, got in their cars, and drove home after the show. All right.
While Brent's looking up didgeridoo, let's go to Texas.
All right,
talk to Jesse.
It.
Jesse, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Jesse, you there?
We got a bad connection there.
Yeah, I don't
Jesse.
Know. Jesse, talk again, Jesse.
Yes,
I don't think
we're
going to be
able to. You sound like you're on the dark side of the moon right now.
But enough about Pink Floyd.
I tell you what.
Can you put Jesse on hold?
Are you on speakerphone?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, since you waited so long, go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll have to give y'all a question.
All right. Fire away. Let's see. Which one you want to answer?
I say that I'll have to give y'all a question.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
All
go
right.
ahead.
We're having a hard time hearing you because of our cataracts.
Blame me. Blame me then. Go ahead.
A hummingbird heartbeat 1,200 times per minute. Is that true or false?
Okay, you know what? I feel like I'm hearing the highway patrol talk to one another.
Feel like I'm about to hear, would you like fries with that? It's the next thing.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, how about this? Jesse, I'll put you on hold. Maybe our operator, Cindy, will talk to you and maybe get your question on paper.
Oh, that's good.
We'll try to answer it
that's
in a little
good.
Bit.
Yeah.
Or
answer
she,
it after
she
the
can
break.
Try to call him back.
Or maybe Cindy can come, right. Cindy can come in and
we're
ask
We're
going to
put you on
we
hold.
We got a bad connection, Jesse. We're so sorry because you 6 years old, called in. Yeah. And
so don't hang up, Jesse. We're putting you on hold, and then Cindy will talk to you and either get your phone number, call you back, or take your question. All right, let's take a break.
I think he might have that didgeridoo music ready to roll.
Not yet. Didgeridoos, you want to make sure you got the right song.
You want to make sure they're in tune.
Right.
If one's out of tune, you talk about something that's...
Have you ever heard an untuned didgeridoo?
It's just like scratching your fingers on a chalkboard.
You don't want to hear an untuned...
Didgeridoo.
Or somebody play it who's untrained.
Yeah.
In didgeridoo, skills.
Yeah.
Right.
I should say. All right. We will return after this short break. By the way, the news is reporting that a suspect has been arrested in Florida related to these
pipe bombs.
Are they even bombs? Because they don't even detonate. I don't know what you would...
Fake bombs.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back more in about a couple of minutes, so stay with us. More Trivia Friday here on AFR.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hi, this is Steve Tiber with 8 Days of Hope. We've been all over the country helping disaster victims who lose everything.
It's truly a blessing. I really don't have the words to express.
And yet, they see a glimmer of hope when a volunteer shows up.
Building the home, that's the second reason we're here. The number one reason is to share the gospel and give them hope.
It's everything that's right in America. I mean, it really represents the best that we have to offer.
That's one of the main reasons for doing it, is being able to be the hands and feet of Jesus and coming out and working with so many many wonderful volunteers.
I just feel like it's important in this day and age to teach a child how to serve.
Please go to our website, 8daysofhope.com, and click on Get Involved. Submit your email address, and the next time we go anywhere with a disaster, we'll invite you to come along as well.
I love coming in the job room because you can see these pieces of paper, they aren't just a piece of paper.
Right.
It's a family that's hurting, and it's a gospel opportunity.
And I just thank God, you know, for this moment. I mean, I'll be back in my home, and I know it's going to be awesome.
Come love others with 8 Days of Hope.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. Jay Weber is running for Congress in New Jersey. He's a Republican, and he is the most recent conservative to face violent threats.
We got a letter the other day. It was pretty vile, and I got 7 kids, and I love them to death. They're ages 4 to 16. And when somebody starts reminding me I have 7 children and I better not win or else, and then throws in a slashed up lawn sign in the envelope to boot, kind of ticks you off. So we are fired up.
Mr. Weber was a guest on my nationally syndicated radio show the other day. The police are investigating the threats against Mr. Weber's young children. It's a reminder of the toxic political climate in this nation, ginned up by people like Maxine Waters, who told people to absolutely harass conservatives. But it really says something when they even go after the children. I'm Todd Starnes.
All right, there you go. The Flintstones.
You know, I always wondered how their cars drove so fast with stone wheels.
Yeah, well, they could, if you notice, their feet moved really fast.
Oh, that picked up the all that weight.
Well, look at you. Type in Flintstone car. You see what I'm talking about?
Okay.
They were powered by human feet, which, of course, aren't real.
Right.
So we can talk about that later, Walker.
Okay.
all right, trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I should have told you when you were 11, but
I always wondered.
We never did get around to that.
Now I'm left hanging again.
Yeah. When the show's over, we'll revisit that father son discussion. All right. So trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Walker and JJ. If you're wondering where Professor Ed Vitagliano is, he's not here today. Obviously, or either that, or he's if he were here today, he would, and he didn't do the show, he would be pouting or something. I'm not sure, but he's not doing that that I'm aware of. He's just simply not here, not available. So Walker's filling in for him. Let's repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
Oh,
heretofore.
Heretofore. 33 minutes into the show.
We finally use heretofore 33 minutes into the program. So, Walker, go ahead and repeat your questions.
All right, 2 unanswered questions, then I'll add a new question. First question unanswered, who was the captain of the Mayflower when it took the Pilgrims to New England in 1620?
Mm-hmm.
Second question.
Is that a well-known person, I mean, in history?
I didn't know their name, okay. But if you're a history buff,
probably
the
Mayflower
knew their name.
Is.
Yeah, that's I knew about the Mayflower. I didn't know who was the captain.
Okay.
Second question, what is the only mammal born with horns? Third question, listen to this.
Hold on a second. Excuse me.
Yeah.
The only what now?
The only mammal, which is an animal,
yes.
Born with horns.
Tasmanian
with
devil.
Horns.
Yeah.
The Tasmanian Devil, JJ.
No, I shouldn't have given the answer.
Oh, sorry. That's all right. We'll still let somebody else try. Last question. Arco iris is the Spanish term for what natural phenomenon? Once again, arco iris is the Spanish term for what natural phenomenon?
Arco.
Polo.
Arco.
Huh? Iris.
I know we played that game when I was... when I was a kid.
A little different version of it. Hey, here's what I've got. First question from the Old Testament. Whose wife was turned into a pillar of salt? Second question, true or false? Ostriches bury their heads in the sand. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one. Who was the fourth president of the United States? Who was the fourth president of the United States?
All right, my questions are as follows. Have we had any questions answered correctly yet?
I had one of mine.
You did?
JJ and I did.
Okay. On average, how many peas are there in a pod? How many peas are there in a pod? That's a expression, as JJ said, that a lot of people use to describe things as being similar. But there really are peas in a pod. And on average, how many are there? My second question. What animal is the source of the luxuriously soft wool known as cashmere? Cashmere is not, it's not a plant. It comes from an animal. What animal is that? Number three, generally speaking, I mean, I'll take an answer that's close to this, but I want to know, I found this very curious. I had no idea the answer to this question when I looked it up. What percentage of the world's food crops are pollinated by insects? Tell you something, my friends. If the insects leave, we're in trouble. Huh? If they go on strike, for example, we're in trouble. That's all I got to say. Well, not all I got to say, but that's how people close things when they feel like they've said something. And you never notice that? People say something they think's really important. It's a slam dunk. And then they say, that's all I got to say about that. And then they come back a minute later and they say much more about it.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, two other things that I think are just another way of just saying or whatever is when people say by and large. To this day, I don't know what that means.
By and large.
If somebody's looking for a way to stall,
yeah,
they'll just say
by and large.
By and large, we're going to go back to the phone calls and continue on with Trivia Friday. And the other one is they'll say by and large another when they're real passionate. They'll say all things being equal.
Yeah.
Then they make their point. Yeah. Well, what in the world does that mean?
I got another one on that. You're stalling.
Right.
Or I don't know what to say, or I need to sound like I know what I'm talking about, is the expression and things of that nature.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
Adults use that all the time when I was growing up. They would say, and things of that nature.
Is that all you want to say about that? Is that all you got to say?
Yes, and things of that nature. All right, Walker, back to the phones.
All right.
Hey, by the way, hold on. Jesse, six-year-old, who we had on the phone before the break.
Jesse from Texas.
With the bad connection.
Okay, we had a hard time hearing him, and so we said, give us your question over the phone to Cindy here. And Cindy wrote down, the question was, what kind of, was it an animal?
Hummingbird.
A hummingbird. Does a hummingbird's heart beat 1,200 times a minute? Is that true or false?
That's our mascot. We have to know that one.
I think.
And things of that nature.
Yes. Yeah. I think yes, but that's a crazy high amount.
1,200 times a minute. I'm going to go yes. I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say as fast as wings flap. I think that's
true. It's true.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Right. Right. all right, and now we need the hummingbird seals and cross, wasn't that hummingbird song? Y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
I like how we look at Brent if we don't know something.
Well, hey, I thought Brent doesn't know. I don't know why you would. There was a song back in the 60s or 70s about the hummingbird. We might could use that as our theme. It's seals and cross, I think. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Walker and JJ. Our phone number, if you want to call and be on the air with us and answer a trivia question and or ask us one, is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net is our email address. And if you want to watch the show today and participate with other listeners, go to our Facebook or YouTube pages. Just type in today's issues, and as Gomer Pyle would say, Shazam, there you are. All right, back to the phones, Walker.
All right, we're going to go out west to Oregon and talk to Tell in Oregon. Welcome to the show. Hey, Tell.
Hi.
Hey, am I pronouncing your name right, Tell?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which of our questions would you like to try to answer?
The one about the Mayflower.
All right, that's my question here.
That is a good American history question. And the question is?
All right, the question is, who was the captain of the Mayflower when it took the Pilgrims to New England in 1620?
Miles Standish.
That's not the answer I have. What? Can you repeat that again, please?
Well, type in Miles.
Miles Standish had an important role there in the settling of the ones that came over on the Mayflower.
Yeah, yeah. So you're in the area, Tell.
Right.
So good answer with that. But that's not the answer I have.
I tell you what, maybe throwing him off. The first captain of the Mayflower was not a Union captain. He was an Uber driver, and so. You know, if you're not looking in the right spot, you
right.
might get thrown off from that.
An Uber?
He's an Uber,
Uber
ship driver. Yeah.
Across the pond.
All right,
hey,
Tell.
But Miles Standish, he wasn't the captain. What was he? I'm looking him up because that name is very familiar.
Tell, do you know what this Miles Standish did?
He was one of the shipmen on the ships, right?
Okay, here's what Wikipedia says about Miles Standish. It says he was an English military officer hired by the Pilgrims as a military advisor for Plymouth Colony, and he accompanied them the Pilgrims on the Mayflower journey. But he wasn't the captain of the ship.
Yeah, but very close answer. He could have helped the captain raise the sail a couple times.
He was one of the leaders of the first colony there.
Right, heck of a poker player, too. That's a little-known fact.
Thank you, Tell.
Did you have a question for us?
Yes. So, it's what battleship was in World War I, World War II, Pearl Harbor, Aleutian Islands, Iwo Jima, and D-Day, and was a target for nuclear bombs.
Okay. It couldn't have been something that was destroyed, obviously, at Pearl Harbor, because
right.
it sailed post-Pearl Harbor, so we know that. You're saying, again, repeat the question one more time, the battleship?
What battleship was in World War I, mm-hmm. World War II, mm-hmm. Pearl Harbor, mm-hmm. Aleutian Islands, mm-hmm. Iwo Jima, mm-hmm. and D-Day, and was a target for nuclear bombs.
You know, J.J. Jasper, I mean, Ed.
He would know that.
Ed is a military historian.
That.
He would probably know that. We don't know. What's the answer?
The USS Nevada.
Wow.
Okay.
Good.
A lot of history with that ship.
Wonder where whatever happened to that ship? Was it retired somewhere?
If it was a target for the testing, it might have gotten blown out of the waters, which would be a terrible thing to do to a ship with that much history.
Is that what happened to it?
Well, they actually wanted to sink it because it was just too old to use.
But they could have put it on eBay for sale, and that would have been I think that would have been a good thing to do these days.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Putting the Navy ship on eBay. Oh,
Tell, thanks for calling Trivia.
Yeah.
Glad you were on.
Have a good weekend.
Very good question.
All right,
there.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman and J.J. Jasper. And by the way, J.J., you on the road any this week or next?
I'm glad you asked. I've got a pretty open calendar in November and December. So,
okay, tell folks what you do and how to get in touch with you.
On the weekdays, I'm on the air. I play the didgeridoo.
Yeah, play the didgeridoo. That's just a bonus.
That's a bonus, right. And then juggle. But that's mostly at bar mitzvahs. No, I'm a speaker, a keynote speaker, do some stand-up comedy as well, just a wide variety, men's ministry, pregnancy center banquets, banquets, corporate banquets, church banquets, and special nights and things. So, yeah, with Christmas banquets upcoming or date night,
what about
you name it.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's, that's right.
Okay, but, so folks, in all seriousness, JJ is a much in demand. He does a great job speaking. So if you're looking for an event speaker or for something your community's doing, your church is doing, JJ is certainly one to look at. He has stand-up comedy as well as an inspirational talk. What do they do?
JJJasper.com.
JJJasper.com. You better book him before he fills up, you know, and his price goes up. So, you know, our gas prices go up, either one. All right, Walker, who's next?
All right, we're going to go to Texas and talk to Will. Will, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Will. Where are you calling from in Texas?
Abernathy, Texas, just north of Lubbock.
Good. Cattle country?
Yeah. I think
Texas.
Is that cattle country?
I think Texas.
Because I know Lubbock is.
I think Texas is cattle country.
It's cotton country.
Cotton country. Yeah.
Cotton,
okay.
Yes.
All right. We have West Texas cotton.
We have some cattle.
Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Will?
I'll do both.
Which question do you feel real confident about?
Mm-hmm. Let's do Tim's on pollination of food sources.
Okay, this is a fascinating question. I had no idea this was what percentage of the world's food crops are pollinated by insects? And as I say, I'll give you if you're close to the percentage, I'll give it to you.
35%.
Nope. More than that. What percentage of the world's food crops are pollinated? I'll go ahead and say it. Who am I talking about? Will.
Now it does. There's 90% of all wild plants are pollinated by insects, but I think 35% by.
Okay, well maybe you're right.
Bees do 30%.
My answer. Okay, here's the question. Let me give you my answer, and it may be incorrect. It's after much research of mine on an internet site. What percentage of the world's food crops are pollinated by insects? And the answer I have is 80%. But you're saying what now? What is the correct answer?
Now, they pollinate 90% of all wild plants, but bees do 30%. And I didn't realize that, but birds and bats and ants and flies, mosquitoes, they also pollinate. I didn't realize that.
So what pollinates? Anyway, I'm getting in over my head here on what I.
Yeah, it says bees cross-pollinate about 30% of the world's crops.
I heard there's a shortage on bees. Bees, they're dying out. Boy, if something happens to the bees, we're going to be in big trouble, aren't we, Will?
We are, because lots of bees are being killed.
That's what I've been hearing.
There used to be lots and lots of folks up in this area who actually had their beehives and put them out by the cotton crops and places like that, but you don't see many of them anymore.
Yeah. Hey, listen, what's your question for us?
Gilligan's Island. What was Gilligan's first name, and what was the skipper's name?
The skipper's first name was Jonas. Gilligan's first name was it Barnaby or something like that?
Gilligan?
Yeah, Gilligan. He had I think they may not have ever said it. It may just have been in some backstory stuff. But we've had this question before. I think Jonas on the skipper and then Gilligan. Barnaby or something like that?
Elrod.
I watched it a couple of times, but not enough to know this.
Right.
Yeah. We don't know. All What's the answer?
Yeah, Will.
Ed would know
Jonas
that.
Jonas Grumby, and they gave his name on the very first episode.
Jonas
they never
Grumby.
Did say Gilligan. Gilligan's name, first name, was supposed to be Gilligan, but somebody asked one of the writers, what's his first name? He went, oh, his name's Willie.
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 Okay.
Willie. Like, Willie, don't be
it
a hero?
It was supposed to be Gilligan until until somebody asked one of the writers. I said, Gilligan was supposed to be the first name, but he said, no, it's Willie.
Huh. Oh, okay.
So, wow.
Hey, that's Bob, some good
Bob Denver.
Trivia.
Bob Denver was the fellow's name who played
right
Gilligan, right?
And he also played a beatnik or something in another show.
I wonder how many of those characters, those people, those stars of that show, if you will, are still alive today. I saw something on the woman Dawn Wales played
Marianne.
I saw something.
She was
on her.
Good Christian lady. I saw her at a Christian convention about 10 years or so ago.
Tina Louise.
She was really sweet.
Played Ginger. All right, thank you, brother.
Have a good weekend.
You're listening to Today's Issues, which on Fridays we call it Trivia Friday. Here on American Family Radio, I'm Tim with Walker and JJ. Tim with Walker and JJ. You can watch this here show, as Ed would say, on Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues. You want to send us an email, just comments@afr.net is the email address. We don't talk about news here on Trivia Friday because we have so much important information to dispense each and every week. But I will say this, there's been an arrest. And I'm serious about this. I'm not kidding about this. There's been an arrest in the suspicious packages that have been delivered to Democrats, leaders across the country. There's been an arrest made related to that in Florida, but that's all we know so far. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. Do we need to repeat our questions? Let's do that, gentlemen.
All right, first question unanswered. Who was the captain of the Mayflower when it took the Pilgrims to New England in 1620? Second question, what is the only mammal born with horns? The only mammal born with
horns? I thought if you had a horn, you weren't a mammal. But you're telling me that what now? What's the question?
There's one mammal born with horns. Who is, or what type of animal is that? Last question, Arco Iris is the Spanish term for what natural phenomenon? Little hint here, something you might see if you go outside. Arco iris is the Spanish term for what natural phenomenon?
You can't stay inside and experience this, though,
that's
right?
That's right. You need to go
outside. JJ, what you got?
Here's what I've got. Old Testament question. Whose wife was turned into a pillar of salt? Second question, true or false? Ostriches bury their heads in the sand. Mm-hmm. Is that true or false? Third question, who was the fourth president of the United States? We know you had President Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. I want to know who was. Oh, no, wait, that's something different. Who was the fourth president of the United States?
And if you don't know, it's always a safe guess to throw a Johnson out there. You know, just because that one out of four Americans have that as a last name. So I think you're it's kind of like taking an ACT test. And
President
they say, if
Smith,
you run out of time, mark C. C.
President Smith or President Johnson?
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. Here are my questions. Which animal or what animal is the source of the luxuriously soft wool known as cashmere? Cashmere comes from an animal. What animal? That's a trivia question for you there. Number two, on average, how many peas are there in a pod? On average, now I'm giving you an on average. There, are, how many peas are there in a pod? And what did you say, JJ? What our grandparents?
Our grandparents said when they saw two people acting up, you two are two peas in a pod. But it's usually a dig. Hey, I want to go back to your other question. There's a lot of news about the lottery. And if I had won the lottery,
second thing I was going to do was
tithe. Second thing I was going to have my Chevy truck have cashmere seats put in there.
Were you now?
That was going to be the second.
If you won it?
If I had won, but I didn't buy a ticket. I don't buy lottery tickets, right. So my chances were more than one out of 320 billion.
Yeah.
I would have had to found one laying on the sidewalk.
With the winning number on it. What would be the chances of that happening, right? Trivia Friday here. Go ahead, Walker. Back to the phones.
All right. To Georgia we go. Fred is on the line. Fred, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning, Fred. How are you, brother?
I'm fabulous. How about yourself?
Doing well today. You calling from where in Georgia?
I'm calling from Hayhira, Georgia, which is a suburb of Valdosta.
Hey, okay. We've had you on before. I remember that conversation about Hayhira.
So you're getting our Valdosta. You're getting our Valdosta station.
I've never been on before. Maybe somebody else here before. I have never been able to get through.
Hey, you're a good listener, though. You proved that just then.
That's right.
Well, somebody else from your good town, they made you proud. Hey, Fred, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Let me try both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to do the salty wife one.
All right, Old Testament question.
Salty wife.
Whose wife was turned into a pillar of salt?
I'm going to go with Lot.
That is Lot's wife. Right. You know, you've got that in...
My wife may be listening. I might get in trouble for this, but I've wondered why God doesn't still perform that miracle sometimes.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Fred,
would you give your email address on the air for us? We'd like to get those letters to come your way.
Now, JJ, seriously, what happened to her? Why did that happen?
You had the whole Sodom and Gomorrah thing going on. Old Testament, I don't have the chapter and verse, but when they were fleeing, he said, don't anybody look back.
Right.
And Lot's wife turned around, disobeyed God, turned around, looked back, and turned into a pillar of salt.
Right.
And then, you know, those young people that went to all the church camp thing, and they'd always say, what's the shortest verse in the Bible? Who has a verse memorized? Everybody always says Jesus wept, because that's the easiest. But there's another verse that's only three words. Jesus said, and it's a verse in the Bible, remember Lot's wife. So there's a verse in the Bible that's only three words.
The point is, when you're...
Don't disobey God.
Well, stay on the straight and narrow. Don't look back. Don't look back at your sin and long for it,
right,
so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, good job, Fred. What's your question for us?
It was kind of a two-part question. First part of it is, you know that ducks and geese fly south for the winter, but do you know why that is?
Yes, sir. Oh, why do they fly south for the winter?
Right.
I thought you were going to ask why they were why one side of the V is longer than the other one.
Fred,
no, I want to know why they fly south for the winter.
We'll talk amongst ourselves. I think they fly south of the winter because all of the water freezes up north, and they run out of food.
So the, up north, the lakes freeze?
That's right. Think? Nowhere to land. So
and
fly south.
No way to eat.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me.
We'll go with that, Fred.
That's a good rationale, but the reason they fly south is because it's just too far for them to walk.
That's good, Fred.
Yes. Yeah. Our kind of listener.
Hey, I told this a few weeks ago, but is that it?
He has a second part to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, the follow-up question was going to be, why is one side of the V longer than the other? And you probably know the answer.
More ducks. There are more ducks in one leg than the other. Yeah,
it's really more like a check mark, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be a V. That's right.
That's described as a check mark.
All right, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Yeah. Thank you, Fred. We're going to take a break right here. And when I get back, don't let me forget to share what I was about to say. When we return,
you want to give
you
us
know what
a
I'm saying
of what?
Well, he was
topic?
Talking about walking.
Oh, walking to the ducks walking.
Yeah, ducks walking
south for the winter.
Yeah, I got something related to that.
Do you want us to play a music bed of didgeridoo underneath of it?
I would like that. I think that would enhance the story. So we'll didgeridoo when we get back from the short timeout. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.